When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Apparently, Keith McPherson went through... You know how Scott Boras does the puns for everything?
Yes.
So Keith McPherson did a Scott Boras-esque pun with all of us on the radio station.
Okay. Was it good? Did you like it?
I only heard two of them. Okay. And I didn't even hear the one for me. So he did something with you, like, you know, boomer's a boomer, like doing that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then he went after Sean Marash again and called him Morass, as opposed to, you know.
Those guys got a thing, man.
Yeah, they got a serious thing. I mean,
I thought they were both Yankee fans, right? Is Keith a Giant fan, too?
No, he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, he's a Cowboys fan. Well, that could be the crux of the whole thing, then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, they definitely started. It was Cowboys-Giants how it started. But, like, they're... Like, you know how we'll joke around with our colleagues here and have fun with BT and play the drops and stuff, but then like BT will come in here and we'll give him a hug and talk about everything. Yeah. Like the Morash McPherson thing is not like that. Like that's legitimate
intensity.
There's legitimate dislike that's going on.
And intensity.
Yes, intensity.
And there's no way to bring two colleagues together and break bread.
I don't think so.
Right. Well, Sean would want to slam a pizza, but
see, there you go. See, now you're doing it.
What?
Now you're doing what Keith McPherson is doing.
Yeah,
you're
but I love Sean. Thing. I think Sean's great. Yeah. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah. So I don't think Keith does. I don't think he finds Sean hilarious.
Oh, okay. He takes his takes too seriously.
Yeah. A little bit like that. And it feels like it could be mean, you know, a little mean back and forth, you know, what's going on here.
Okay.
So I guess he did one of those things and he went through, you know, everybody. So I don't have all the audio. You know, because things come to me. You know, just things happen.
Things, of course,
you know,
come to you.
I'm like a collection area. You know, where just like things just are flowing and somehow end up right in front of where I am.
You're Johnny Scuttlebutt, man. So you are.
Yeah. So I got a little piece of that audio, but like I don't like the I like the inner radio station ball busting fun. I do not like the serious. Inside radio station teammate on teammate crime. I don't enjoy that.
So, and the thing about it is that you've been around here so long and you've been in so many different seats that you understand the intensity. Like you felt it with Mike and Chris.
Oh, sure.
That was very uncomfortable for you.
And many people.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Specifically, you had a hard time through that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not have a hard time. I was fascinated by their relationship during the times that they were fighting. I did not have a hard time. And the reason why I didn't have a hard time is I wasn't producing that show. If I were producing that show or running the board for that show, I would have had a hard time. But I was with Joe and Evan, and we were just doing our thing in the midday. But
you guys were probably talking about those guys.
Mm. You know, Russ Salzburg and Steve Summers, they couldn't stand one another. They really hated each other. For a very long time, and Steve would talk about that openly for years after.
It was actually good to see Russ over at the Giants-Eagles game when we saw him.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you see him? I saw him.
You told me you saw him. Yes. I did not see him.
He looked good.
Yeah. Did he? I didn't see him.
You know he did?
Yeah. Russ, I haven't seen Steve in a while. Steve always looks good. You know, Steve's one of those guys that he's just fresh as a daisy when he rises out of bed.
Yeah, always fresh as a daisy. That's what I think of when I think of Steve, yeah.
Did that get to you at all, Al, the Keith McPherson thing?
No, I saw him previewing it on video, but I don't see it posted anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it was, and, you know. And also, there's like a thing where, like, Sean doesn't know if he should be firing back or not, like, because he likes... going back and forth, but he doesn't want to continue this thing. It's a whole thing.
Because Keith is taking it way too seriously?
I think so, yeah.
Taking it up a degree, as they say?
Yeah. It's a shame. I like both guys.
I mean,
both talented fellas.
So the bust of balls about sports.
But it's not, but it's getting personal.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. It's starting to get personal. And then that's when you cross that line. It's like, then it's a problem. Like with Mike, the back page of the Post... where it was, it said FanDuel, and it was both my face and Mike's face, and it said sports radio feud gets ugly and personal.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when then he was doing the whole, he stinks, the show stinks, no talent, terrible, horrible.
Yeah.
No good, very bad, scumbag.
And you don't have white teeth.
Right.
And I, by the way, I mean, like, that really wasn't the FanDuel. The FanDuel was you and Carlin out on Hudson Street getting ready to square off.
Yeah, that was another one.
Man, I don't know what it is with you.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Well, each one, do you really want the explanation of why these things happen?
Those two morons rolling around in the street out in front of the station. These two clowns, I guess, fighting over ratings or something out in the middle of the street, punching each other to death. That'd be more entertaining than the show, I can tell you that much.
There he goes. That is awesome.
Right. Oh, God. So we did not lay hands on one another.
Oh, you were close, man. I had to sit there. I told my Uber driver, hold up. You got to hold up traffic here.
Yeah.
And we got a heavyweight battle getting ready to go on right out in front of Starbucks.
He did get in my face. There was no doubt about it. But there were no punches thrown.
Did he spit on you like by accident? Like,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Close to you. Yeah. Like, you know how he was, because he always had a very
very lispy. Yeah,
where's Gio? I'll punch him out right now. Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah. He also, the best part about that visually for me is he had just walked out of that Starbucks with a giant drink that had whipped cream on top of it. You know, and he's like, he's hurling towards me with that drink. It was just so on brand.
Yes.
For him, you know.
Yes.
I got news for you. You suck.
And he also, the funny, it was hard for me to keep a straight face. Is, you know, his whole thing was, I guess I had a line where I said that nobody had listened to CMB or whatever when I was singing a song. Like, I was playing a guitar and singing a song. And, like, one of the lines was, well, no one listens to them anyway or something. So he got really mad at that. But he's like, you know, I've let you do whatever you want, make fun of me. All the stuff you do with the pop, 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 pop.
So spit was flying at you.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I was like, yeah.
This is college football. Excuse me, this is college football on ESPN Radio. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
No, he is.
And he usually laughs at himself, makes it even better.
No, and we still have a really good relationship, and I'll talk to him. I got no problems with Carl. That was just a one-day thing. I mean, Mike thing's more complicated, and I don't know.
Man, there was so much intensity around here, you could cut it with a knife.
Yeah, and like, I wasn't trying. You know, I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, Craig obviously had gone after Mike for a very long time. And then I think when Craig was gone, I think Mike probably thought, like, all right, there's nothing that's going to happen. Now, when I did the Mike impersonation, I was just doing the Mike impersonation just like I did every other impersonation. Yeah. Like Dog and Joe and whoever the hell else. Charles Barkley, whatever it was.
Shannon Sharp.
But he just didn't, like, he could not laugh at himself in that way. And he got very angry about it. So some people do. Some people don't. Some people do.
Well,
Adam Schein loves it. Adam Schein reposts all of them.
Yeah, well,
he loves it.
He gets it. You know?
Yeah. You know, some people do. Others do not. I think Dog likes it. I think he laughs at it. But Mike did not find that funny whatsoever.
You're a total jerk.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like we're having a fun. Oh, there it is. Look right
that. There it is. FanDuel.
FanDuel.
I think you look good in that picture.
Yeah,
look,
I don't.
Like, you're heated.
I don't. I don't like the.
You don't like the picture?
No,
I do like the picture.
I mean, I like it catches me. Like, looks like I'm yelling, but I don't look great now.
Well, what time of year was that? There must not have been much sports going on.
Friday, November 9th, actually, is where
it
was.
Football Friday.
Yes. But it happened on a Thursday because it was the next day in the next paper.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of this
2018. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the 6-year anniversary of that back page.
Yeah. Look, so keep this up there, CBS Sports Network. It says the WFAN war between the Boomer and Geo morning show and Mike Francesa has grown beyond humorous and turned nasty. A day after Francesa told Giannotti to stop impersonating him, Gio responded by calling the Drive Time host a miserable, insecure bully. So look at the other headlines there. So it was like, Amazon's hot for Maldonado. And don't tell Eli, it's his last stand. So yeah, there you go. So what it'll be, six years?
Yeah, actually 6 years today. Today it's the Friday that this came out was this Friday.
Yep, there it is. Look at that. What a time. What a time to be alive, huh?
Yeah.
By the way, very, very excited. Coming up at 8 a.m., we are announcing a big guest that will be joining us for Boomer and Geo Live at the Paramount on November 22nd, a Friday night. So, yeah, we can't wait to let you know about that, tell you about it. Presenting sponsor is going to be Shinesty, so I hope this guest that we're announcing loves the ball hammock pouch underwear, and he will be leaving that night with a bunch of ball hammock pouch underwear. Because I can't meet somebody.
No idea. He has no idea.
I can't let someone come to Boomer and Geo Live and not leave with several pair of Shinesty ball hammock pouch underwear. So we appreciate Shinesty being the presenting sponsor there. And we also have another one of those things where it's like the Jerry's ball sack game where people be grabbing ping pong balls and running and sticking it into the ball sack of the ball pouch underwear. So there's a lot of fun stuff. We're not going to give it all away because we want people to be
surprised
by some of it. But this announcement we feel like is big enough and fun enough to let you know ahead of time.
Oh my God.
So we will be doing that at 8 a.m.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.